Oh, you cheeky monkeys. Here we are, ABW live for the astounding, the unprecedented, the unorganized, the unplanned, the uneducated, the octopus-bound awards for this season. This isn't really much of a special show. It's only going to be about half, or I say half hour, depending on whether these two start going on about their love of the Liverpool game last night. But this is just so that on the website, on the ABW Awards section, I can have a video embedded at the top of the page that will show the awards and then a list of all the awards below. So then people can just go back and never look at it again. So apparently this is the thing we do. We say hello to who is in the box. We have Hypnochoad, no nickname required. Who else? There's not many people, and I don't expect anybody to turn up. There's Archie. There is also, I know Stefan's there. Oh, there you go. Stefan's there. I think that's it. Oh, the
No,
football mole.
Alonso's there. Archie's there.
Oh, wasn't all that.
The
Oh.
football mole has made
MS
us a bit.
M Sheik. MS Hafiq or M Sheik one. Shafiq. Oh, fuck me. I don't know. I've already ruined
There
it.
you go.
Alonso. Ah, and Jins. And N Clunk. And any relation to Philomena Clunk? She's Clunk. She's brilliant. Frinto Dino and Andre Radulescu. I don't know how I can say that. How can I say Florin Ratatouille and Georgie Haji, but I can't say other names? They'll never ever know. Craig Murphy. There wasn't meant to be. Oh, yeah, well, it's just the award show, Craig. It's nothing special. There's 24 people there. Oh, she's his mum. Philomena Kunk. Oh, one of oh, what's his name? The bloke who writes that show.
Charlie Brooker
Charlie Brooker.
is a
Gonna keep
gooner.
I think I'm Jason Davis. No, I don't. Right, with me this sunny afternoon. It's just gone 3 o'clock on Sunday, the 27th of May, the year 1998. I know that'd have been the year Sian was born. Bless her. Yeah, so we have John and Steve. You two all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sweltering.
Yeah,
Wish I had my
very good,
mask on.
mate. It's quite warm here, so gonna go watch some soapbox racing after this. Should be
Yeah.
interesting.
That's lovely. I'm going to go and shave my fat head and my fat beard
Yeah, I
and
did
maybe have a
mine.
bath.
Don't mind, trim the beard down, it's a little bit tidier, but
Yeah.
now I look like an abbot, apparently. So there
I'm going to get some boot polish in mine, try and make me look 20 years younger.
we
Yes.
go.
And
Don't they do a just for men beards ruse? I think you should buy one, Dan. They sell them on Amazon. I've seen them on there.
Sean
Danny,
wants me
don't
to
do
get
it.
one. I said,
Keep
no.
graying, mate. The ladies love a bit of grey.
They
They
do
do.
well.
Kill the fox. It's
There's
worked for
a
Snowfield.
lot greater love. Anyway, the offspring will be home in about an hour, so we need to get on with this because she'll just come in and start molesting me and hammering me with her hands demanding presents. Presents! It's her birthday on Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday. Let me have a look. Tuesday. Days of the week mean absolutely nothing to me. Have any more people joined in the chat? Alfie Cox, Pablo Omar, J Rob, Matthew Stern. And someone, a couple of people have said in the replies after the show's gone out in the YouTube comments section, they don't like the bit where you say hello, but where Jason says hello. But if you're in the box there and we say hello to you, then I think that's a nice thing. We all agree on that, didn't we?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think it's for the people who listen back on iTunes and stuff like that, which I can understand because they want to get to the content of the show and not
Juicy.
hear Jason being all excited.
Oh, Chris Lodato, FIFA legend is there, and Gav is there. Have a one, have a one, have I? Right, so the first award we're going to go to.
Before we start, we've got 20, 33 people watching, and we've got 10 likes. So, can you smash the like button, please, gentlemen?
Don't say smash, Steve. We're not teenagers. Can you gently tickle it? Can you massage it?
That's even more perverted.
Well, that's kind of suits us though, doesn't it? Also, the pirate wanted me to mention. Oh, he never turns up for stuff. But he gives me demands. He says he's trying to raise £400 for the Barbican Pirates for grassroots football. So if you go to just div give just diving just divining for water justgiving.com forward slash crowdfunding forward slash Barbican Pirates FC. We will be tweeting. Most of our accounts will be tweeting that he's trying to raise 400 quid to get the Pirates going. They've got a whole load, no, whole load new players, and next season is going to be a season where they rise from the ashes or where they strap Chris to something and sink the ship because it's not been going very well. bless it, and they finished bottom of their league. Oh, no. Isn't that awful? Bless him. And he worked so hard.
Like, they're trying to break West Brom's goals conceded record in the Premier League for this season. So yeah. I think if any team can do it, the Pirates can definitely do it.
Oh, dear. They should do. When they've got the wonderful... Oh, MY25, hello. And when they've got the wonderful Callum. Is it Callum?
Callum Knight up front. He's absolute, the only one who scores a goal, isn't he?
Absolute legend of a player. It's wonderful. Right, so the first award we're going to get to is... I was on the right page, then you started going on. I'm just going to do a quick refresh. This is going to be the Arsenal, the ABW Player of the Year. First place. Actually, should we go from third to first?
Yeah, you've got to do third to first. Come on.
You've got to go, always go from back to front.
Fair enough. Well, we should go... we'll start at Jack Wilshere. Jack Wilshere got 5 votes. Callum Chambers got 5. Now, Ashley Maitland-Niles got 25. Mohamed Elneny, 26. Mesut Ozil got 34. Granit Xhaka got 52. Alexandre Lacazette got 67 votes. But in third place, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang with 133 votes. Well done, Pierre. If you'd like to turn up to Chris's house, your award will be there waiting for you. Second place, with 20% of the votes and 150 votes, Nacho Monreal. Well done. That wasn't my choice. And in first place, it's only Aaron Ramsey with 206 votes. That's 56 more votes than anybody else and 28% of the share. Mr. Aaron Ramsey. Oh, wonderful. I bet Jason listens back to this, he'll be doing cartwheels. Who did you two vote for, John?
I voted for Ramsey, yeah.
You can vote for 3.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I did, didn't I? So I voted for Ramsey, Maitland-Niles, and who was the other one? Aubameyang. Yeah, they were my 3.
Steve, who did you vote for?
Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Ramsey.
Oh, I did Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Elneny, just because he's going to be a future Arsenal legend. So a little to see in the chat box. Gimme. Cav is demanding his award. It's not Ainsley, Chris. It's Ashley. His mum just... Oh, Stan the Man. Stan the Man has had one appearance all season, and he's chasing Gav and FK for the winner of that award. MS Sheik said Ramsey. Archie said Ramsey. Last award. The lad's probably leaving. Oh, dear. Archie said Monreal should have won. Okay, the next award we're going to go down to is... I wonder if I've had everyone's been... 270 votes. I wonder if it's going to go up. Nope, still 270. Game of the season. We could only pick one each here. Third place was AC Milan 0, Arsenal 2 with 10% of the votes. Second place, Arsenal 5, Burnley 0 with 20% of the votes. But as expected, as is demanded, any win over the scum wins. So that's Arsenal 2, Spurs 0, 44% of the votes, 119 votes in total. Steve, who did you vote for? Is it obvious?
I voted for the Spurs game.
John?
Yeah, Spurs game.
Would you believe that Arsenal 2, Norwich 1 got one vote?
Arsenal 2, I don't even remember that game.
Eddie Nketiah came on and scored 2 goals.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Nketiah came and voted for it. Has anyone said anything in here? No, no one gives a shit about game of the season, so that's fair enough.
They're struggling to remember one we won.
goal of the season, it was 264 votes. Just do a quick refresh if it's gone up. No, no one's bloody voting. 264 votes, so that's pretty good. Because you only had one vote each. In third place is Oli Giroud v Red Star Belgrade. We beat them 1-0 with 9% of the votes. Second place, Mesut Ozil. Oh, he turned up for a game. Oh, that's nice. Arsenal 1, Newcastle 0. We've got 10% of the votes. But by a country mile, somewhere in deepest, darkest Wales, it's only Aaron Ramsey in the 4-1 win against CSKA Moscow. 58% of the votes and 154 votes in total. Who did you vote for, John?
Ramsey. Ramsey's just won everything, mate. He was amazing. He was great. Look, Chris Lodato in the chat got to be Rambo's flick. That was a great goal. It was superb.
Who did you vote for, Steve?
Same.
If Jason Davis was here, he would never guess who. Who do you reckon I voted for? It wasn't Ramsey.
Did Elneny score this season?
No, nearly as good as that. He only got 8 votes. It's only Jack Wilshere against Chelsea.
To be fair, that was a good goal.
It was a good goal. Yeah,
that comes 6.
But no, that Ramsey flick was just absurd. Yeah, just the way, just the movement and the ball in and the like. chipping it over the keeper is great.
It's absolutely stunning. Chris Lodato here, Ramsey Flick.
Yeah, J-Rob liked the Jack goal against Chelsea as well, yeah.
Oh, cheers, Rob. It's me and you and six others. The football mole, he says, Ramsey. Is that the football mole who has all the inside goss on what's going down in the world of transfers? That'd be interesting.
Well, he doesn't now because all his sources have been sacked by Ivan.
Elneny got the least amount of votes for the goal against Batty Borisov with one vote. So I don't know who voted for that, but that was a waste of time.
Safe to say our Welshman is better than Real's, like Nick Main said. I don't know. His goal was pretty good last night, especially the team it was against as well, just made it even sweeter.
Oh, dear. Don't you get Steve going. We'll talk about that at the end of all the awards. Right. Best ex-pro celebrity guest winner. In fourth place was Omar Rizza. Third place was Shovel. Second place was Jay Bothroyd, who was having a magnificent season with his team, Consadole Sapporo. And then they played, I think they were second in the J League, and then they went and played Lukas Podolski's team, and Lukas Podolski's team beat them 4-0. Don't know how that happened, because they're rubbish this season, but Jay's team are really good. But only winning is Rami Shaban has won it again with 127 votes, 53% of the votes. He's only won it 3 years back to back. He's done a Real Madrid, hasn't he?
That's Unai Emery quality. That's Zinedine Zidane quality. 3 years on the trot. It's the first year I didn't vote for Rami. Not because I don't love Rami. I think he's great, but I voted for Jay Bothroyd actually because I thought his was really interesting. Because it's a totally different perspective and his career went off in a very different path to what it could have been, and just the players he grew up with. So yeah, I voted for Jay, but Rami is always good value whenever he's on. He's great fun.
Who did you vote for, Steve? I voted for. I loved all of them. I mean, I thought Shovel was absolutely brilliant, but I wanted Rami to win it for 3 years in a row, so I voted for him.
I agree with John. I think Jay Boothroyd's insight into what was going on that youth team was really quite interesting, but I voted for Rami because I think the discussion that we had with him about Payton and keepers and when
he
defenses,
you right.
When defenses aren't set up right, you know, it was very incisive and very insightful. Now no longer relevant because Payton's been sacked.
So we're going to get around. Hopefully we're going to get all of those back.
We're lucky really with the guests we've had on because they are all brilliant. But Rami's always, especially as he was one of the first, if you think, 3 years ago was the first time he came on? Is it now? Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, he keeps coming back as well. And he does it out of his own time as well and everything else.
Yes. What are people writing? My 25, Ramsey's goal was mad from the stand. Stefan Selby has said Rami. Archie says Rami. Sheffick says Rami. And Stan the Man says drop likes. Stan, don't tell people to drop likes. You can tickle the like button. That's all you're allowed to do. Not allowed to drop.
You've got to do it like a proper YouTuber, Dan.
No.
Crush that thumbs up button.
Oh, no. Don't. Oh, I think I started to make a noise like a sheep then. Who's winning the Grand Prix? Ricciardo, good. Don't say Ricciardo. That's my Italian heritage. I say it properly. Right, now the next one is just going to do it. See if anyone's voted. It was 247 votes. Still 247. The best journalist guest in third place was Jeremy Smith, who Chris brought on when we had just signed Lacazette.
That was when we were going to sign Lamar, wasn't it? And who's the other geezer?
Malcolm,
yeah. Where's Malcolm, Chris?
Second place was the wonderful George Bird, who will be back sometime during that. We're going to have a bit of a gap now until the World Cup ones. And after that, I'll tell you at the end of this show the kind of things we've got lined up. But yeah, George Bird, he'll be back to do that one. He comes second. But Rafi Honigstein, with 167 votes and 60%, has won it yet again. So I think that may have been the second or third year in a row he won it. Because I know Amy Lawrence, whenever she's on, she always wins it. I personally voted for Rafi. Steve, who do you vote for?
I can't actually remember, to be honest. I think it might have been Honigstein.
John?
Yeah, I voted for Rafi as well. Because I was on with him.
Yeah.
I was proper fanboying over him before we started recording and trying to keep it together whilst we were asking questions and stuff. All I need now is we need AC Jimbo, James Horncastle and Julian Laron, and I've got the set.
Oh, wow. Imagine getting Jimbo on. I still don't even know what team he supports. It's a secret, isn't it? I wish somebody was Chelsea, but Amy Lawrence says it isn't.
We should get hold of Rafi and see if we can get him on to talk about the Mertesacker book.
Yes, yeah, and that's coming out soon.
He's got a
is it coming out in German at the moment?
But he did say it might be coming out in English.
So, I think I saw it on my my Audible.
Yeah,
that don't sponsor this show, but they are brilliant. So maybe go and get Audible. I went and got the Neil Warnock book, and that's now on my Audible.
Oh, well. Colin Wanker, my Life and Times.
No. Archie says hashtag block John Cross. Now I'm not going to be mean to John Cross because he's always given us plenty of time, and a man, he's got to do stuff to put food on the table for his family. So I think people are a little bit harsher of him, but I understand why people do it. No Nickname Required says the Raffy podcast was awesome. Yep, I wasn't even on it and it was awesome. That's good. Archie says Raphael top guy, and Chris Lodato, Jimbo definitely doesn't support Arsenal, that's for sure. I mean, all know he supports AC Milan, but he has to have an English team, doesn't he? Megan, didn't when he started Galazzo, didn't he?
He wasn't. No, when he went out to Italy, he didn't really watch that much football.
Yeah.
He basically went out there to do some interviews, and because he worked for the BBC, that's how he got the job. And then Channel 4, I think, approached him and said, oh, you've got access and done a couple of interviews. Do you want to present the show for us? And that's how he got into Italian football and started following it. It's a bit of a weird way into it, but you know.
I was watching some of the old ones on YouTube. He looks so young.
It's called the Old Boy Network.
Yeah.
Right.
Get on with it.
Yeah. Next one is going to be. Well, this one is a very, very important. Probably the most important one. 330. Oh, they've had one more vote. Right. For the 2017-18 ABW Award for Best Guest, you're allowed to pick three. We shall go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In 10th place is Stefan Selby with 17 votes. In 9th place with 30 votes was Max Holland von den Freuden, son of Jeff Hooland von den Freuden, who we all know stole the show when he came on. And Max is a pundit of the future. And in 8th place was Alan Algar with 33 votes. Of course, can I? Seventh place is in the chat box now, Stan the Man, with 51 votes. He's equal with Tim Payton, actually. They're both on, both had 8%. So that, well done, Stan. That's not bad. Because Stan did have the chance to come on a couple of times. There's a few people. And every time I asked them, I went, oh, no, I'm busy. So they will hopefully come on next season if Jace allows. And then in fifth place is the wonderful Lee Judges with 9%. In fourth place is Andy from Gooners in the USA with 10%. Third place is only FK Hanaj, isn't it? The bloke from Japan. He with 11%. And then runner-up, I don't know how he's managed to fiddle this. He's fiddled it for 2 years in a row. Runner-up, it's only Mike from Gooners in the USA. Now, I was lucky enough to win Best Guest on their one. And there was a lot of Twitter whoring going on for me to get second place. And I think he may well have done it himself, or he's just buggering off to a place and keeps resetting his phone to get a different ISP. So anyway, he's only come second place. And there's a certain... Hold on, let's have a look in the chat box and see if he's jumping up and down. No, he's disappeared.
We can't give it to him if he's not here to.
Wouldn't be right, would it? I'll go on then. In first place, for I think the second or third year in a row, is Gav from SheWar, old Strutter, old Cheeky Chops, old purveyor of wonderful non-branded merchandise, and the owner of thearsenalshirts.com, which should be sponsoring this, but they're not. The shitbags. Well, he probably would if we asked him. So yeah, Gav has won it with 16%. Only 2% more than Mike. So it's very, maybe next year, Mike, work a little bit harder at trying to fiddle it and you might actually win it. So well done to Gav. Anybody writing anything interesting in the box? Stefan's put 10th place.
Oh, Fly KJ has said, can Steve do one of his rants again? That should win an award on its own. He's happy now. Steve's excited about the new season. He's fine.
Yeah, I'm happy. All my targets have been fucked out. So
you've got nothing to moan about.
Actually, one thing that is getting on my tits is Arsene Wenger fat disciples whining on about, oh, imagine if Arsene Wenger was going to sign a 34-year-old bloke from Juventus, conveniently forgetting that he signed someone with a broken back who was 37 and a 42-year-old keeper. But we'll leave that for another day.
We'll save that. Jordan Curley has joined us. Our very own Josh has joined us. And the football mole said hello.
Oh, who did you vote for on the guest? Danny?
I voted for Devon. I thought, I mean, they're all fantastic, but I voted for Devon because I really like the way Devon it comes across. I voted Little Max and the judges.
Yeah, I think I voted Gav, Max, and who was the other one?
If you go to the site where the voting, it highlights the ones that you voted for.
Oh, it was Stefan. Yeah, my other vote was Stefan.
I don't think FK or Gav needed any votes because they're always going to be there. Mike and Andy, well, they know I love them, so I didn't need to vote for those.
Thank you to all the guests who came on.
So many. Yeah. There's loads there. Steve, who did you vote for? We don't have to say because they probably.
Gav, and I can't remember who the rest were, to be honest.
Oh, fair enough. We can move on to the next one.
Come on then, get it over with.
I hate this. Okay, right, now we're going to move on to the least important award out of all of them. The ABW member that you love the most, you're allowed to pick three. So everybody got lots of votes. Everyone got least amount of votes was 16, which is good. So it means everyone's getting some votes. And then where did 7th. In 7th place, it was Lord Hillwood with 38 votes. Well done, Steve.
Uh-huh.
That's resounding.
Very, very diplomatic, that.
And in 6th place...
I wasn't paying attention because I was trying to get the site up to see who I voted for.
I got it.
And then you caught me unawares because I haven't got the screen where you're speaking. But yes, thank you for all those people who voted for my idiocy.
A few more rants. But again, with a new manager, you're going to get no rants. So there'd be nothing to rant about. No. Oh, we've bloody won again. That goalkeeper is 12 clean sheets in a row. Fucking hell. Right, and then in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In 6th place, with one more point than you, it's only John Welsh.
Oh.
Does anybody you like to thank John?
I don't know their names. I can't remember the names. I've wanted to thank them. All those ladies, thank you very much for the vote. No,
Jason. 38 of those 39 were barmaids from the Essex area. And the barmaids prayed for it.
Yeah, I didn't leave my phone number. I just gave the website address.
Now, this is how you can tell that no one really gave a damn about the awards, because Jeff didn't retweet it. If Jeff had asked these people, his 147,000 followers, if only 1% of those would have voted, he'd have won this by, even if 0.1%, he'd have won it by a country mile. So then Jeff came 5th with 40 votes. Mr. Goonaholic came 4th with 58 votes. Hurrah. And then in 3rd place, he tried his best to fix it, but the Wi-Fi in Piratesville is awful. With Chris with 60 votes.
Oh, we've got to take away at least half them votes. He's never on.
We're not fucking turning up.
That's disgraceful.
And only one more vote in it. Second place, Jason Davis. Take a bow, Jason. Yes, and then in first place, it was me. So that's 2 years now I've won it. Oh, well, never mind. What the people in the chat box saying? Bravo, Steve from FlyKJ. John should be top 3. It's rigged, says Archie. No nickname required. Steve is going to rant about the fact that he has nothing to rant about. Hypnochode. I didn't pity the vote. I did pity vote for the beard. Oh, there you go, John. That's the Hypnochode vote for you. Jordan Curley. If Unai win the league, would you all say it was Wenger's fault for the last few failed campaigns?
Yes.
Definitely. Moosh Manya says, shout out to Moosh. I'm a regular. Love you, fella. Moosh, what a name. That reminds me of Donald Trump's The Mooch that lasted for a week. Josh, how did Shitbeard get so high? Stefan Selby says, well done to me. Thanks. The Football Mole, who has the squeaky voice person? Welsh, I think. I think that would be Jason.
I see we have a... resurrection of the hashtag fuck Ellis there. Splendid business, Matthew Stern. Ellis, if you're listening, you've been told.
And Josh has brought one back, the cut as a hashtag Carpenter out. That's one of the original ABW hashtags. That's brilliant. Oh, Mike. Morning, oh fellow bearded one. Yeah, Mike has got a hell of a beard on him. If the goon is in the USA, go and follow those and go and have a look at their last awards, apart from the fact that that Andy was only on half of it because he couldn't afford an Ethernet cable, which is £4. And I actually won Guest of the Year, didn't I, Mike? And I didn't rig it at all, did I? I wasn't begging for votes at all. Oh, yeah. See, Matthew Stern has put fuck Ellis. Moosh, the Mighty Boosh. I slash like an horse. Do you watch Mighty Boosh, John?
I detest
Noel Fielding with the highest fucking authority. I really hate him.
He must have someone
sex tape at the BBC. Absolute talentless cunt.
They had the crack fox go around their house. That's what he did. Unique is there. Unique 79. Ellis out. Yeah, fuck Ellis. Jordan Curley. If those all... Oh, no, that's questions for the normal thing. And Bale, please. Oh, and it's, right. The next few that we've got. We have got the ABW Fantasy Premier League. That was only open to absolutely anybody. So first place was George Barry, Bazza, with his team's called Bazza. And second place was Mark Hanganai with the Hags. And third place was Stefan Pavlovsky with Arsenal FCS. But unfortunately, I looked through the whole of the top 50 in the ABW league. Not one of you fuckers in the top 50 had the sense to remove your Spurs players. Every single one of the top 50 used Spurs players. Most of them had Harry Kane. So all of you, null and void. That's been deleted for this season. So then we have the ABW Members Fantasy Football League. Now, I only just found out that the bloke I was battling for first place all season was John Welsh. How many times did you change your team, John?
I don't know, 3 times?
I was doing it twice a week, every week, thinking, fuck hell, John's catching me. How am I?
Basically, if I changed it, it was only because Kelly Mayer sent me a message to remind me to change it, because she was always sending me a message going, how do you keep getting more points than me? And I'm going, I don't know, I just forgot to change my team. It's just luck.
Anyway, so I come first with the GFP's Angels. And then, 16 points behind me was Simon Collins with Shamak My Bitch Up. And in third place was John Welsh with Cunning Stunts. Jesus, that nearly came out wrong. With 1,981 points. But John was leading that quite a way until I used my double points things. And I made a couple of sneaky moves to get it done. So
I used the bench boost or the double points thing at all. I completely forgot about
them. I think they got reset partway through the season. So you could go and use them again. Just gonna have a quick look.
That bench boost thing sounds like one of your amateur gynecologist moves, John.
In fourth place was Sudsiest of Bubbles by Jeff Hullenfreuden. And then in fifth place was Two Goals, One Cup by Fuck Ellis. Sixth place was Goonaholic with Diaboholic. And Chris Carpenter come seventh. Ross Josh come eighth. Carl Walker, ninth. The podcast one come 10th, which I only did once at the beginning of the season and didn't change it. And then Colonial Cannon, Jason Shredder come 11th. And Chris, the Pirates team, they come 12th. So they finished bottom of the predictions league and bottom of a real league in real life. Then the final one is the ABW's predictions league. This has been an absolute disaster. I've not done it because... There's 16 of us. Three or four of you I banned because you couldn't be fucking... Dom's one of the ones I banned because he kept doing 26-0 and stupid things like that. And so he couldn't be bothered. So I kicked a load of people out of it. Then there was only about 10 of us left in it. Only half of those 10 ever bothered sending predictions. So the only people that did it all week, Josh and me. And maybe Steve now that he's popped up and said it. So, plus also...
I was in the lead at one point as well. So another Danny defrauding has done me out of a potential trophy.
It's very interesting, isn't it? He's won the Fantasy League. He's won the viewers' vote,
All of a sudden, the Prediction League, which I was leading fucking heads and away because I had 3 perfect scores. Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's giving everybody the Spanish Archer and no one's fucking winning it.
Well, also because I bought Sexy Frank's phone off of him in Christmas. And then I forgot to transfer over all my WhatsApps. Everything else.
You don't back your WhatsApp up to the cloud?
No, of course I don't. The cloud's under the sea. I don't trust it. So if people want to give me them all, I'll go and do it over the summer. So if
no, I can't be bothered. But I'm not going. I think we just cancel it because I'm not wasting my time running to phones before kickoff and sending predictions. I need to be thwarted at the end of the season every year.
Well, the last calculation I did, I was top of the league, so I'm just going to leave it like that.
It's a fucking surprise.
No, I'm not. No. So
you are the Aaron Banks of the fucking awards, aren't you? Cambridge Analytica have been in here, haven't they?
Yes. Yeah, so,
are you sure you've not been to visit Julian Assange with a memory key as well while you're at it?
Well, yeah, there might be a point in that. Josh has actually WhatsApp screen grabbed me all of his predictions, but next season we won't be doing the predictions league because, quite frankly, it's not fucking worth it because most people can't be bothered with it. So while we're just talking about a couple of things throughout the show, if anybody in the chat box wants to put your own award and your own winner for your name an award and then name your own winner for it. And if they're not too litigious, we might actually read them out. LPD and lots of Dupad says, who was the worst Arsenal player last season, Steve?
To be honest, I don't think we should say who's the worst Arsenal player last season, because I think a decade of lack of coaching people in positional awareness and defending and goalkeepers being ruined is basically down to Wenger, and I think he should be the worst person for last season.
Sandy Cazorla was rubbish. He played one game.
We thought the season was over and all Steve's bile and digs had gone, but now he's managed to get one in. Wenger, he's kicked the man while he's down. Superb. John, have you got any?
What do you mean while he's down? The cunt's escaped with 150 quid of the country's money. Probably on a fucking beach somewhere where we can't even afford to even think about farting in the direction of.
Wouldn't be allowed, be shot.
A worst beard award. Apparently, Football Mole says it's got to go to you, Danny. I've escaped because I trimmed mine for today. I've escaped the worst beard award.
Why is mine the worst beard? How dare you?
I mean, to be fair, we should actually give it to Dom because he can't even grow one.
He's asked me to send him my cuttings so he can try and grow his own beard. So my personal worst player of the season would have to be Iwobi. I know Steve's picked Wenger, but Iwobi. Because he's got so much promise and failed to deliver on so many occasions. And he's had the amount of time the bloke's had, the amount of games that he's come on in is absolutely ridiculous. I think he was like our sixth most appearances all season.
He'll be spending a lot of time looking at memory keys from what I understand next season.
Worst player of the season, it's got to be like Sanchez or Walcott or someone. You forget that they play for us this season.
Well, Iwobi actually finished our fourth highest number of games with 39, with 3 goals and 7 assists. But
actually, John's got a point there, because Walcott in most of his games was hiding in midfield or doing the run up and pass back to Bellerin and then hiding midfield. I reckon he'd be a strong candidate for the most shit stats of the season.
4 goals, 5 assists, I think he got.
Stefan put a good point in the chat. Jason Davies should get an honorary award for all the work he's put in this season. I know a couple of guys on the radio show have said it already, but yeah, Jace basically has kept that going. And if it wasn't for him, then there definitely would have been games this year that we would have missed and wouldn't have had shows done for. So definitely. Go and give him some love, because he always gets stressed out and always complains about it before he starts. And then afterwards, he's all fine. He's had his cathartic experience.
Come on.
unless he's been out the night before and then he goes, he's fucking dying on air.
Oh, here you go. Here's a good one from Unique79, who's just had a shower. He says, explicit language award should go to Jason.
Yep.
Definitely. there you go. So Football Mail says, I've never heard of Gooners in the USA. Is it a YouTube show as well? Yeah, it is. I shall read out a few of the other things, John. I'm going to go and get Gooners in the USA.
Got a couple of other things we are going to announce today, because, yeah, this is kind of just a quick phone together thing. We're not supposed to be on for that long. We are going to do the World Cup sweepstake thing that we talked about the previous couple of shows. So just random, I'll do it out of some little glasses, old school bits of paper and whatever. And we'll see which ABW member gets which team. And we're going to draw 2 teams for the listeners as well. So the listeners, you'll get a team. And we're going to set up a fantasy league for the World Cup as well. I don't know what website we use yet, but we'll tweet something out. And we'll do that. The World Cup draw, we're going to do it on this show. So do you want me to do it now, Danny? Or
yeah, do it now. Okay.
Do you want me to pull out the team first? Which one?
A team first.
Team first.
Okay. Then we can all go, I hope it's not me.
And then whilst we're doing this, those in the chat box can pick their funniest moment of yesterday. And you've got quite a few from John Terry crying, Fulham going up, goalkeeping errors of the many. Tommy Robinson's removal to prison, etc., etc.
Okay. And have you got a thing open to write this down?
I can go back and watch it later. Okay. Right.
So we have, you're not going to be able to see this, but that says Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
Right, so who's going to get Nigeria? So everyone on the podcast is getting two teams except for Raj and Jeff. They were randomly taken out, and the listeners will get two teams as well. If we had 15 members, it would have been perfect numbers. But...
never know.
We could have just sacked Ellis. That would have sorted it out.
I mean, yeah, we could have just sacked Ellis off, to be honest. I mean, we could have just not had Jace in because, you know, Wales aren't in it.
Aren't they?
Oh, it's Mr. Fife. Okay, Mr. Fife has got Nigeria.
Good, he'll be able to abuse Iwobi even more than usual now.
Well, this is a sweep. I'm not sure there's actually any awards for this.
Really cool kit. Really cool kit, though, by the way.
Nigeria. Oh, yeah, their kit is amazing. Who's next? God, this is worse than the Champions League. Whoa, this one Chris will want. Sweden. We have Sweden.
I want that. Now that I'm Swedish.
Do you get a free moose with that?
Do they have moose in Sweden? Moose? Is that the is moose the singular and plural of the same word?
Yeah, there's a moose loose about this who's.
Oh, this is upset. Tony Ellis.
Oh, Ellis fuck Ellis.
Oh, no, I'm going to put the camera so it's permanently on you, John. So do that.
That was Ellis, yeah.
Ellis is the Swiss chef, the Swedish chef.
Oh, Mr. Shredder's in the chat. Hello. Steve's got to get Poland. I'm not saying, like, none of this is fixed. Because we were going to, there was the temptation to fix.
Can I ask Shredder to put a fucking shirt on? No vests in the chat box, please.
Japan.
And red arms.
Ginger.
3 million of those kits. I'm not surprised. All right. Who are you getting Japan? We've got to make sure Danny gets a team with like the names he can't pronounce. Our other ginger, our English one, it's Josh. Josh, you got Japan as your first team. Oh, dear.
Are you unscrewing balls and all? How much do you bother if you got to get this done?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. We could have just used the website. Oh, here we go. It's a proper team now. Yeah. Bit of excitement. Argentina.
Oh, hello.
Ooh. Who's going to get a proper team for no prize? If the listeners win, will we give them something, Danny?
Yeah, they can come round my house and cook me dinner. And watch them out and take the cats for a walk.
Oh dear, the listeners have got Argentina. We might have to give them something.
Oh no.
Right, listeners, that's your
first
team.
That's all right, they've got Messi. What more do they want? Petted up little dwarf.
Right, if the listeners get Spain as well, we've got no chance.
Yeah.
God dear, that's terrible. So what was your favourite moment of last night in the old Champions League?
I like the idea that somebody actually really seriously thought that Henderson, Milner and Wijnaldum were actually going to have any chance of standing up against Kroos, Modric and Casemiro. It's sort of like the idea of having a car race. You've got like a Ferrari on the touchline and one of those sort of 1970s chopper bikes with stabilisers on. that was very amusing.
Ooh. We have Switzerland.
Granite Xhaka land.
Yeah, Granite Xhaka, and looks like soon to be joining Stefan Lichtsteiner as well.
Soon to be known as Stefan Shithauser.
Jordan Curley says, guys, what do you think of the Ox in your opinion? Do you think he has had a good season? Yeah, I think he's done all right.
Yeah,
well, apart from the being on crutches.
Yeah, but good luck
to him. You got Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good for Mr. Hollick, the diplomatic stay out of wars country, you know. It's very Dave, that is.
Yeah.
And
does he like cuckoo clocks and chocolate though? That's the question.
He's got a load of gold buried in his back garden.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
No.
What's supposed to talk about?
No.
Here we go. Another proper team. Brazil. So I'm trying to do the bad voices from Street Fighter 2. Anyway, I'll have to remember that.
Yeah. I'm not so sure that 7-0 is not going to revisit them some point.
Danny, you got Brazil.
So it seems I just get everything today.
I'm going to get Iran, I know it.
I've got Brazil.
I'm going to get Iran and Panama or something like that. Oh, God.
They'll probably beat England, so I won't worry about it.
Oh, here we go. England.
Egypt.
Egypt, here we go. It's a good one. And apparently Mo Salah should be fit and back for it. Good boost for them.
Chris
has got it.
Imagine the ignominy if they play Spain and Ramos does him again. Not that he did him last night. Obviously, they both fell over accidentally, but
of course not.
He didn't choke slam him into the floor onto his shoulder.
Perpetual underachievers, Croatia.
War criminals. First 11.
Bok to any Croatian listeners.
We've got our young lady graphic designer, who's a fervent Arsenal lunatic. Ah.
Arsenal Floker, lady.
Mr. Holland Frudland.
Herman Havoje, he's a Croatian. A Guna. OG. What's Koji got? Canada?
He's got Croatia.
Oh. Well, they're playing red and white, just like Canada. So
shows
right.
How ignorant I am. I didn't even know Peru were in it. Shows how much attention I pay to world football.
Well, one of their best players has just been banned for being called Charlie Darp.
Is that Claudio Pizarro?
I don't know, but he's appealed like fuck, and he's not allowed to play.
Ah, there you go, Mr. Shredder. You got Peru. At least it's, you know, it's a country near you. Oh, dear. Yeah, we should have got... See, look, should have been professional and got those balls that they have in Champions League. Aha, right, there we go.
We don't want to see you getting your balls out.
Saudi Arabia. This is exciting.
No pork sausages required.
Right, Danny, can you name any players who play for Saudi Arabia?
Al Hilal Mushari.
Oh dear. Ellis.
Ellis. I'll tell you what, I had a player on FIFA, FIFA 18 FUT, I was playing the other night. He was a Saudi Arabian player and he was the spit of Ellis. And I sold him. Brad is a bronze player. I swear it was Ellis. He's moonlighting from the NHS.
Other top contenders, Spain. We can see.
AKA Pedded Up FC. Blood bag's gone missing.
Who's getting this one? Oh, fuck. Bollocks. Dom.
It's got Spain. Fixed it. You've got warm bits of paper.
Warm bits of paper, yeah.
I'm going to get something in the fridge. I'm going to get something really crap.
I was going to say, me and Steve haven't had a team yet. We're running out of options, mate.
Oh, Jordan Curley says he's going to subscribe to our channel. Cheers, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan. If you hit the little bell icon, mate, then you'll be notified whenever we go live.
What team do you support, Jordan? Is it Arsenal? Or are you just
This is the one nobody wants. England.
England.
Oh, dear. I was going to write it England as well. But
Chris Lodato has put hashtag fuck Saudi Ellis. There you go, Chris, getting into the World Cup spirit.
Oh yeah, Germany are still in it. Right, who's getting England? Please no, please no, please.
Please,
no,
Chris, no. Come on.
Oh,
is it Jason? Shredder. The colonial gets his home rule.
Oh dear. So Shredder got Peru and England. Oh sorry,
magnificent. Shred. Come on, Harry Kane.
Oh my God.
Boston Tea Party all over again.
Oh,
here we go. Poland. Steve's disappointment already.
Oh, Jordan Curley. Jordan Curley's a Man United fan. That's probably why he's enjoying us taking a piss out of Liverpool.
Oh, fair play, Jordan. No, we will welcome fans of any teams here.
Any team you want.
Oh, right. Come on then. Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
It's me. I got Poland.
Splendid business. Polish Andy Cole. Oh. Actually, for once, they've got quite a few good players, but they ain't getting out of their group. So
you've got Wojciech Szczesny and...
That's true. They've got
Lewandowski. They've got Glick. They've got quite a few good players.
All right.
How close
apologies are you to playing? Anyone in Panama, because I only know you as the canal. But here we go.
Did I get Szczesny's name right? Wojciech Szczesny?
No, you didn't.
Back.
Szczesny.
Oh, we have France and Germany still in this. Wow.
Ooh.
Right.
Shredder and Paddington Bear have a lot in common.
Ah, OG got Panama.
Oh.
Okay.
Not far from and they play in red and white. No, they don't. It's Peru playing red and white.
Yeah.
Archie's put hashtag Polski John.
Well done. Poland have got quite an easy group by the look of it. I'm not. I don't know.
Oh, he's an outside dark horse. Colombia. Yeah.
Ooh.
Bad shout.
That it is because they've got Dave the Bin Man in goal.
Oh, that's true. Haven't they got Mondragon? Is he still playing? He's about 50 now, isn't he?
And they've got Carlos Valderrama's coming back.
Yeah, so Colombia in the same group as Poland, John, with Japan and Senegal.
I don't fancy that group at all, actually. That's not easy. It's Mr. Collins. He's got Columbia.
Uh-huh. Get on the Charlie.
He seems to score.
What do you think of Lacazette not making the French squad?
He may still make it if someone gets injured.
Yeah, there's still a chance, but Deschamps just doesn't like him.
Right, call out the next team and I'll Costa Rica. Right, I'll call Costa their Rica. Group. Let's see who's in their group.
And you've got Costa Rica. The listeners have still got another team, haven't they, to come out? Yeah.
All tough group. Brazil, Costa Rica, Serbia, and Switzerland.
It's Davies.
Who's he got?
He's got Costa Rica. That's his first team.
And doesn't our player Joel Campbell play for them?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Is he he's out of contract though, isn't he, this summer? I believe.
Probably. Yeah. He won't be coming back.
So. L Pad D Pad has said, what do we think of Lacazette not making the French squad? Fucking travesty.
Travesty, yeah. But the more Arsenal players that aren't at the World Cup getting injured, the better.
Yeah, they get. You think about it. The more that aren't going, they get more time with Emre and learning his tactics.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the French squad, here we go. France, definitely another contender to actually win it.
Don't let fucking Carpenter get it.
Oh, imagine it.
I mean, we might draw it if he gets it.
This mob are in a group with Australia, Denmark, and Peru.
Yeah, they're through. Right, here we go. Who's getting France? Oh,
Allez les Bleus.
This will wind up, Chris. It's only Mr. Davies again.
Oh, let's be having you, isn't it?
He'll like that.
It's not far from Wales, is it? The other side.
Jason, have we fixed his TV set shouting abuse at Pogba and learning Pogba abusive songs now?
Senegal.
Wonder what group they're in. Oh, they're in the group with Poland, aren't they?
Dan Sumpton, Wenger out.
Colombia, Japan, and Poland, they're in a group with.
Oh, Loki 73 is here from PE 14, just north of me.
I don't think I've pulled you out yet, Steve. Oh, I know.
Who were?
okay. Here we go. Another group of underachievers, but very good squad. Belgium.
Uh-huh. With Fraud Lukaku up front.
Mike's having an argument with the football mole.
Oh, dear. As long as it's all friendly, we don't mind.
All right, Belgium are in England's group with Panama and Tunisia and England.
Oh, okay. So
I wouldn't mind Belgium.
Oh, it's Jeff Arsenal. He's only got one team and he gets Belgium. Not bad.
Well, apart
I've
from
not fixed fact, that, I promise.
Apart from the fact they've got Fraud Kaku, but never mind.
Morocco.
Yeah, I don't want.
Morocco, and, did you say, John?
Yeah, Morocco.
Dark horses, quite a good team.
And, Carl.
They're in a group with Iran, Portugal, and Spain.
Oh, that's tough. Unlucky, Carl.
So Spain and the nastiness of Ronaldo with Morocco. Mind you, Portugal are crap internationally. They've only got Ronaldo, really. Morocco could well be a surprise package there.
Yeah, the thing with Portugal is they're very good defensively. Oh, here we go. Award for probably the most boring team to watch at the World Cup. Russia.
Oh, please don't let that be me. But they will be getting through to at least the semi-finals because, first of all, there's VAR, wherein the person doing VAR will have a gun held against his head. secondly, any refs who give any dodgy decisions against them may well end up being removed for a holiday in Siberia.
Oh, I'm sorry, listeners. Look, I gave you one good team. You've got Argentina and Russia. That's not bad.
Right, well, they're in a group with Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Uruguay. So that's going to be quite tough because Egypt will be quite hard for them to beat. Uruguay are a good team. Russia aren't that clever.
Got another award from my mate Dean, who lives in my village. The Everton fan who I took to the Champions League final with me. He says, always the victim award, Liverpool FC.
And speaking of Uruguay, here they go.
Oh, fucking the team of Mr. Suarez, the big tooth
rigged.
Ganache.
Look, you've got Argentina listeners, you can't complain.
El Pad D Pad is not happy.
They're in there with Russia and Saudi Arabia.
Messi to save you. Yeah. Oh, Dom, he's got Uruguay. Good. I really wanted that. Right. I really wanted Chris to get Uruguay then.
Oh,
that would have been perfect. Yeah, that's a cheer Cavani.
Josh is laying down the law. No spamming. He's deleted his messages and timed him out for 300 seconds. Josh is in the bad
mood. Almost done. It's in the bad mood today. Portugal, one-man team. Yeah. Even though he wasn't playing in the final.
Oh, that
this has got to be Steve now, surely. I'm from Ireland. Do you think Ireland are a good team? Republic of Ireland?
No.
It ran they used Morocco. To be, but it just...
Ireland were unlucky.
They've been the last couple of qualifiers, haven't they?
Portugal are in the group with Spain, Morocco and Iran.
Chris, Mr. Carpenter, got Portugal.
Mm-hmm. So what's he got? Portugal and...
He got Portugal and Egypt. So he's going to be upset because he didn't get France, basically.
Are we allowed to do any trading? Is there any money involved? Can we set up some kind of...
Is that it finished? Because I don't appear to have a team.
No, not done yet. There's 32 teams. One. Mexico, we've got... Have they still got a Power Rangers kit? Because they had a Power Rangers one, didn't they, for a while?
They're not bad, are they, Mexico? At least now they haven't got any ex-Arsenal strikers running off with...
there you go.
Transvestite prostitutes. Mr.
Hillwood, you got Mexico as your first team?
And they're in a splendid effort because they're in a group with Germany, North Korea, Mexico, and Sweden. That might be very, very hard.
Oh, we've got new people in the chat. We've got Alan Cracker. Hello, Alan. And we've only got Mr. Hollenfreundenfunden.
Hello, OG.
He is here.
Hollenfreunden stopped doing the Marvin Gaye lyrics in the chat box.
Republic of Korea, or South Korea, as you all probably know it.
Jeff, you've got has he got Costa Rica?
Yeah, you got Croatia and Panama.
Oh, there you go, Jeff. Good luck with him.
So I mean he can like sing what do you call it? Van Halen. Panama. No.
Oh, Liam. So good they named him twice. Right, Liam. Is Frosberg any good? Is Frosberg good? I think he is, isn't he?
Bugger it.
What's that? What's happened?
It's me. I got him.
Who'd you get?
Oh, I've lost it now. Where is it? I got South Korea.
Aha.
It's not bad. I got Poland and South Korea. Jesus, that's a mix.
Well, Poland are not in a bad group.
Right, a couple more to go, listeners. Sorry. Here we go. Last proper decent team left, I think. Germany.
Oh, please let me have that.
No.
I want that.
Forsberg is very good, but I doubt we'd get him. I'd love him.
It's 29 as well, isn't he?
He's still great though. Like his numbers are ridiculous. And again, another person with only one team in it. Raj, Germany.
Well, he's in the group with North Korea, Mexico, and Sweden. So, yes.
All right, how many more left? Denmark. Yeah, another thrilling team to watch.
The only good thing they do is bacon.
Oh, he's 26. No, Nick.
Oh, well, that's all right. No, there we go.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wasn't sure how old he is. But the thing is, the problem is that Arsenal, it's not attacking players we need at the moment, is it? So.
No. What team have we got now?
Danny, you got Denmark, mate.
Oh, lovely.
There you go. You like a bit of bacon, didn't you?
Danish bacon. And they're in a group with Australia, France, and Peru.
My DNA thing said Scandinavia, and I picked Sweden. Apparently, I should have picked Denmark.
Yeah, there you go.
I've got full Viking. Love it.
Oh, everyone's favourite, Iran.
Oh, fuck me.
Big support for them.
Give it to Shredder so Trump takes sanctions against him.
No, Shredder's already got his two teams, isn't he? Oh, dear. Who's getting this one?
Yes, Jeff, I get a Hummels tracksuit.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, fuck off.
What's he got?
He got Iran.
Oh, pointless looking at whatever group they're in because
they're
not going to win a game.
They're not going to win a corner.
You know who the worst football team in the world are? It's the Maldives Islands.
Oh, it's cool. No, there's all the ones that aren't in it. There's another World Cup going on this summer, isn't there, in London? And it's for all the teams that aren't recognised by FIFA.
Is it?
Yeah, they're playing it like if you're in London, I can't remember what it's called. We'll have to find it out and I'll do a tweet about it later. But they're playing it like Enfield Town and places like that. So there's the little islands in like the Pacific and certain regions.
Yeah, Maldives would be one. Well, Maldives are FIFA recognised. They got beat 54-0 by Iran in a qualifier.
Yeah, so some of them are actual proper sovereign states, and some of them are. Oh, that's it, Conifer. Yeah, the Conifer World Cup. Some of them are. like regions where people just identify, so like the Basque country, things like that. Here we go, Australia. Dom's already got his two teams, so someone's gonna have to represent the Aussies for Dom. I can't remember who's left to come out. Yeah, we got Josh, you got the Aussies, mate.
So I've got Iran and Portugal,
and I've got Brazil and Denmark. I think I've done all right.
I should have fixed this myself. This is ridiculous. This is the team I want to win. There you go, Iceland.
Oh, I wanted Iceland.
Yeah, this is the team I want to win just because their fans are they do that weird noise. They're nuts. And Mr. Hollick, he loves an underdog. He'll be pretty pleased with that, I reckon.
So he's got Switzerland and Iceland. So frozen chocolate for him.
Last two. There we go. Tunisia.
Elpad D-pad wants to know Nigeria v England prediction score. I hope Nigeria win 8-0.
That's the friendly before, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I predict Nigeria win, actually.
And Harry Kane get injured.
Mr. Fife gets Tunisia.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the many countries he's visited. And last one out.
It's Batman.
Just to show we're not cheating and they do it properly like they do on UEFA. Last one. Serbia. And because I haven't kept count, I've got no idea who it is. But I'm sure
must be you, isn't it?
No, it's Carl. Carl's last team. There we go. So that is it. Danny will put up the proper list of everyone. Yeah. But well done, listeners, because you got Argentina. I know you got Russia as well, but you got a proper team. Yeah, so that was our World Cup draw. I know we did it the old-fashioned and very long way.
It would have been more fun if we'd have fixed it for Chris to get...
Well, we were going to fix it so Chris got England, so he'd have to be nice about Harry Kane. And I can't remember who the other team was. And we were going to... I mean, Jason got France anyway, so it kind of worked out. But I wanted Jace to definitely get France so he could have a pop at all the French players and wind Chris up. Yeah, the other team I really wanted Chris to get was Uruguay, so he had to cheer on Cavani as well. But yeah, I think that's it. Are you going to tell the listeners what we're planning on doing of like for the World Cup and transfers
when,
and all that?
When's the World Cup start?
It starts
June the 14th.
14th, 15th, yeah.
So we've got at least 2 weeks where we don't have to talk to each other. That'll be good. And then we're going to have possibly one, maybe two World Cup. We'll definitely do one a week.
Yeah.
Maybe do if it's an important game or it's been some good stuff, then maybe we might do a couple and we're doing those all the way through the World Cup. Then we've got the woman who used to be something to do with the organising of the Arsenal ladies team. She is a Burnley fan. She's going to come on and do a special with just her talking about women's football because it's we're brilliant. And then we've got a book review with Dan Betts's book about the 91 Almost Invincible team.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another one with the history guys, which is Andy and Mark. And I always get Tim Stillman and Tim Payton mixed up. It's one of the Tims did it as well.
Stillman, who'll be mightily abused.
Yeah. Yes, the Stillman's got those three are coming on, and I think Gav is coming on with that because his granddad was at the old ground. This is when they were, I think it's called the Southern League Champions or something like that. These books still haven't been printed yet, and they were all coming out soon. And then we're probably going to get, I'd like to try and rather than having journalists come on and sit around for 2.5 hours bored out of their mind, when we have a journalist or an ex-pro on, to say to them, if you want to come on for half hour, talk about the current situation with Arsenal. So it'd be those plus a couple from ABW. And I think then we'll get more people that are likely to say yes if they know they only have to be here for half an hour. And then they can just get straight to the point and talk about them rather than them having to sit through us going, should we shoot more? And then having no idea what the fuck we're on about. And is there any other things I forgot that we'll be doing over the summer?
Post-World Cup, we're going to do a transfer update, like weekly thing. And I think if we make a signing, as far as I'm aware, I'm not promising, but according to Jace, if we make a signing or like there's big news or whatever, we will go live. we'll go live that day and do like an announcement thing about it.
Years ago, we'd our very own Shredder did his own one called Out of the Know OTK, And they were some brilliant shows. So,
so we're going to do like a weekly one after the World Cup, keep people updated on the transfer news and just talk about what we think of the possible signings, the likelihood of them, that kind of thing. And we can obviously take questions from the chat. So, So that's the plan, no nickname. If we sign anyone or anything like that, we'll try and do a live show that day, if we can, depending on what time it's announced, that kind of thing. So make sure you are following the podcast account on Twitter, so at the AFC podcast. Make sure you're subscribed on YouTube and hit the bell icon, so then you'll be notified anytime we go live, and then you won't miss anything. Obviously, everything we do will be put up on the iTunes as well. So if you are listening to this later on and you're not watching live now, it will drop into your iTunes feed or SoundCloud or wherever podcast app you use to listen. But yeah, that's basically it for today, isn't it, I think?
We've had 257 new subscribers to our YouTube channel since we remind people, can you subscribe and hit the bell button?
Yeah.
And tickle the like button.
So that's that. I know it's it's probably annoying to hear it over and over again, but it's a big, big help to us. It means we get out to more listeners. And the best thing is, it doesn't cost you any money. You don't have to pay for it. It's literally just click a button. That's it. I think we've got a giveaway as well at some point.
Yeah, Gav, now that we've rigged it so he won Guest of the Year. Mike, you come second. You didn't rig it enough. Yeah, so Gav said he's mentioning his thearsenalshirts.com.
Yeah.
Mentioned that so many times. He sponsored lots of the shows. Then he's going to give away a signed, framed Santi Cazorla shirt from this season, but it's only going to be signed and framed one if you're inside this country. If you're outside this country, then he can't send it abroad because it will just get smashed up by some.
So we're going to do that. So we're going to try and do that when we hit around the same time as we hit 5k subs,
which is going to be at this rate, but next week.
So if you can, the quicker you help us to get to 5k subs, the more likely you are to. The quicker we get to giving the Santi shirt away. Are we doing it for everyone who subscribed and all that malarkey, aren't we? So as long as you are subscribed to the channel.
Who's that cheeky fucker comparing us to Arsenal Fan TV? Shade Colassi Tank BTEC Arsenal Fan TV. Go and have a good hard look at yourself, son. There's people with doctorates on this show who can speak four languages.
That's me.
Fuckers on Arsenal Fan TV can't speak English. Do one.
No nickname required. You destroy the living shit out of that like button.
Yeah, there's 72 people watching it. There's only 43 likes.
It's a Sunday afternoon. I'm surprised there's anybody watching.
Yeah. Nice bank holiday weather and you're watching us. What's wrong with you?
John will tell you that pushing buttons on Sunday afternoon is exactly what ladies like.
If you are subscribed to the YouTube, you will be entered into the Santi shirt giveaway.
We have got some breaking news here, John. Mike's just told me to check the best guest. Suddenly, Mike has got an extra 40 votes from somewhere, and he's now winning it with 110 votes to get 106.
Sorry, the line's closed as soon as we went live. Sorry, Mike.
Oh, Mike, how did you manage to do that? Oh, you are cheeky. Yeah, go and have a look at Gooners in the USA, their podcast, their Twitter. They're all brilliant. Mike and Andy, they're both brilliant. And I think quite a few of ABW have been on there, and they are probably never going to ask any of us back again. And they're really good. It's funny. That's the main thing. It's funny.
Yeah. So I think that's everything for today. So everyone can get on with their afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine wherever you are. But thanks for tuning in all the people who did join us live. And we'll put up the results for the sweepstake draw and everything. But yeah, to make sure you are subscribed on the YouTube, and then you will be entered into the Santi shirt giveaway. You don't want to miss out on that. It's a very, very special bit of kit.
And if Unique79 is worried that we won't be able to sign players as we aren't in the Champions League, we signed Aubameyang last year without any Champions League football and a manager who couldn't get his way out of a paper bag. So
no problem as well. So we signed some very good players. So yeah, I'm less worried. The fantastic thing is that we're in the Premier League, so we get to sign very good players just for the fact that we're in that league. It's a little bit silly, but there you go. It's just how the way things work. It's good for us. Right, go on then, Danny.
All right, thank you very much to everybody in the chat box who there's a drunk cat Phil. Now that is a name I like. That's very good. So thank you very much for everybody who joined us. There's 74 of you now. You go outside and play in the sand. That's what you're actually not sand. Sand's horrible. Oh, Anik has just joined us. Sorry, Anik, we're just finishing. So thank you much to John and Steve.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much to every member of ABW who has been here all through the season. That's five seasons we've done now. That's a lot of hours from everyone's time put in. And if we didn't enjoy it, we wouldn't do it. And that's the only reason we do it, because fuck knows we don't get anything out of doing it. So if Microsoft wants to sponsor us for $5 million a year, contact Steve and he'll sort out the niggly details. Other than that, thank you very much for watching. We have been ABW Live.
Can we just have a minute's silence where you made laugh like fuck for Liverpool FC and John Terry for yesterday? You fucking cunts. And you might have, oh, can't let it out on here, have we? I'll have to apologise for that word. That may demonetise this show.
We didn't mean it, Google DeepMind. It's fine.
Yeah, from the $2 we'll make from this. You can keep it. Fuck them.
We get a boat trip to Fulham, and John Terry's boat was blubbing yesterday. Splendid business.
What a wonderful way to end the season. John Terry in tears and Liverpool on their arse. Good night, everybody.
Bye.